Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome to our 50 days, the 50 days of Omer counting, counting down to the 50th day of Pentecost when God poured down the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and signs, wonders, miracles, blessings started to follow them wherever they went. There are 50 days from Passover during the season of March, April, when we celebrate Passover. We start a 50 days countdown, which finishes in May, June, on the day of Pentecost. In Hebrew, it's called Shavuot, the 7 weeks, counting from Passover to Pentecost. These 50 days makes up the time when we sanctify ourselves, when we pray and seek God, use scriptures to declare the promises that God has promised unto us. In these 50 days, we repent and pray. We ask for forgiveness from God, and we also forgive those who have wronged us. During these 50 days, the 50 days also being the time when Ruth came with Naomi from the land of the Moabites to go to meet Boaz, to whom she became a wife or a helper, and they covenanted, entered in a covenant of marriage during Pentecost, the 50th day. In these 50 days, Yeshua HaMashiach, whom some call Jesus, he told his disciples to tarry and stay in Jerusalem, even though he had taught them how to preach. He had taught them how to do certain things. But he said, wait, tarry, count 50 days until the Holy Spirit is bestowed upon you from on high. Pentecost is the time when Adam was given a woman. He was given a helper, and they entered into a marriage of covenant of marriage during Pentecost. Adam marries or comes together with a helper. During Pentecost, the 50th day, God gave the children of Israel, after coming out of Egypt from Passover, they walked towards the Mount Sinai. When they reached on the Mount Sinai, they reached in the third month, which makes up 50 days from the time they were delivered from Egypt. And on the 50th day, God came down on the mountain. He made them a kingdom of priests, kings, queens, and a great nation. On that day, he gave them his commandments. He gave them his objectives. He gave them his ways. And they accepted them, and they said, "We shall do as you say." They entered into a covenant of connection and relationship with God during the 50th day of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost, they put Moses in the basket and they flat him on the River Nile. And as he was floating on the other side, he was received by a Gentile priestess, or I rather say princess, that belongs to the house of Pharaoh. And from that day onwards, they received Moses, and favor went with him. Pentecost is the day that connects two things together. Because on Pentecost, God gave us the Holy Spirit. On Pentecost, he gave them the Old Testament, the Torah, the Word that will connect man and God. On Pentecost, there was a river that connected the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil that unites them. On Pentecost, Yeshua HaMashiach, whom some call Jesus, was born in a manger in a place called Bethlehem, house of bread. On Pentecost, he was given to the world to unite the Torah, to unite Israel, to unite the Old Testament with the New Testament, with those who will believe in him and become children of God by faith, uniting them together with those that already believed him through the law of Moses and through the law and the covenant of Abraham, our father. Welcome to Pentecost, or welcome to the counting of 50 days that brings us into the 50th day, known as Pentecost, where God blesses us with the power from on high that enables us to fulfill his commandments, be his children, and accomplish all the promises he has promised in our life. May God bless you. God speak. Bye-bye and ta-ta.